This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palkin. Brexit is back in the news. EU chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier said in Brussels on Tuesday that the Brexit talks were intensifying.
We are really in a crucial moment, and we are giving it a final push. In 10 days, the UK will leave the single market, and I will continue to work in total transparency with the member states right now and with the parliament. Thank you very much.
9 months of talks have dwindled to just a few days to find a compromise on how to continue trading with as few obstructions and tariffs as possible after Britain left the EU on January 31st and a transition period runs out at the end of the year. UK Home Secretary Priti Patel says discussions are continuing between Britain and France to end a French ban on trade and transport from Britain imposed after a new variant of coronavirus swept across southern England. In the meantime, vaccinations are proceeding on course, and that would include those, he says, across the Channel.
In Europe, we received approval yesterday, and as I mentioned, we are just finishing the paperwork now to distribute throughout Europe, all 27 member states, such that everyone can begin vaccination at the same time.
Eurostar trains from London to Paris remained at a standstill for a second day today after France banned all travel from the UK for 48 hours because of that new strain. At the Eurostar terminal in Paris, no trains were arriving from London, although services were still running in the opposite direction. Britain said food was plentiful on Tuesday despite freight routes to mainland Europe remaining cut off. This is VOA News. It's a $900 billion relief bill, and if U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is correct, mixed in with some of your late Christmas cards next week will be relief checks from the federal government. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
Congress finally passes a new COVID relief bill after months of fighting, and President Trump is expected to sign it quickly. The $900 billion bill includes $13 billion in food assistance programs, a one-time $600 stimulus check to Americans making less than $75,000, $300 weekly unemployment checks, aid to businesses, and resources to vaccinate the nation, but falls short of what Democrats originally wanted, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, there is more work to do, and it will cost some money. But it will protect jobs, and most importantly, it will meet the needs of the American people to crush the virus.
On Monday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Americans could begin seeing stimulus checks as soon as next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Few would deny that news sources, as well as politicians, should be held accountable. Well, two election technology companies whose names have come up in President Donald Trump's false charges of widespread voter fraud in the presidential election are fighting back, prompting unusual public statements, essentially backing off from the original accusations from Fox News and Newsmax. The statements over the weekend and on Monday came after the companies Smartmatic and Dominion raised the prospect of legal action for reporting what they said was false information about them. Both companies were referenced in the Trump campaign suggestion that vote accounts in swing states were manipulated to the advantage of President-elect Joe Biden. Now, the companies deny several statements made about them, and there is no evidence any voting system switched or deleted votes in the 2020 election. A nearly two-minute pre-tape segment was aired over the weekend on a Fox Business Network program hosted by Lou Dobbs and Fox News Channel shows with Maria Bartiromo and Janine Pirro. That came after Smartmatic sent a letter threatening legal action to Fox and two other networks popular with Trump supporters, Newsmax and One America Network. The company says its only work that was involved in the 2020 U.S. election came in Los Angeles, and that was it. An American warship sailed through waters off the contested Spratly Islands in the South China Sea on Thursday in the latest challenge to Beijing's sweeping territorial claims in the region. The U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement that the guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the Spratly Islands. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, and this is VOA News.